So this week we've got another new show, Honestly Cavallari, the headline tour. First two episodes are available now on Hayu, so I watched them both, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, same.
I have watched Kristen Cavallari from Laguna Beach in the hills. I've watched her very Cavallari show that she had with her ex-husband, Jay Cutler. I've watched her in everything. She's saying this is the first time that she is being completely real, which is strange to me because I thought the last one, she didn't seem... We all know the hills and Laguna and everything were highly scripted. But the last show that she had didn't seem like it was like that any more than any other reality show. I don't know how I feel. I feel a bit cringy about it.
Yep.
You know, you know what it is that's the cringe? Like the nostalgia's good. It's too quick. So they'll pop up a headline about something from years ago, and by the time you've read half the headline, it's off the screen. And so you're constantly having to catch up with what's happening on the screen. It's very, very fast, too fast. The thing that makes me feel really ick about it is seeing the panning over the audience to the women in their 40s and 50s screaming for Kristen. And I'm just like, is that me? It made me start feeling really bizarre. Like, I'm not like, is that me? Is that us? Is that Rochelle and I? I'm like, it was like holding up a mirror and I'm seeing these women jumping up and down. Screaming. I'm like, I think that's
like that mom.
Okay, reality mom's cancelled.
We just cancelled ourselves.
We don't want to be them. But the thing is, because she's been around a long time. I've grown up with her and I grew up, we're a similar age. She's our age, Kristen Cavallari. But yeah, it's like a talk show style show. So many words. And she's on tour. So she's going around. We saw her with Kim Solciak Bierman on the first one, which was a strange combination to me.
Yeah.
Like that was a weird crossover that I didn't know even was going to happen.
That's right. And the fact that we've got Kim's daughter on Next Gen NYC, it was kind of like, hang on, is this timing very specific that you've got her being mentioned in two different shows at the same time? It just felt a little bit staged.
Very strange, staged. And the questions, listen, people are asking the questions that we want to hear. So, but then I'm like, this show's so cringy, but probably like you, I'm like, is this me?
Like, would we buy – the question is would we buy tickets to that show? Possibly, yes. And then, you know what I mean? Like, I just had those – I got to the end of the second episode. I'm like, I feel dirty.
My kids, they're right. My kids are right. I'm cringy.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to buy a sports car. I'm going to have a midlife crisis. Next episode, I'll be like Chris Kardashian. Just
come in with our new faces and oh my God.
Maybe that's why I find it cringy. Maybe it hits a little too close to home. Also, the second episode, was with the, oh my God, I've got the giggles, the Laguna Beach cast. And she was talking about how they came to the high school. So there was Jason and Talon on there. And I was like, ooh, they're all men. But
like, we're old, bitch. I don't know that I want to keep watching this show. Don't know how it makes me feel. You have lost it.
Hit the nail on the head. Like, oh my goodness.
It's okay. Are you having a crisis like right now? Do I need to send someone to your house?
I'm crying. Oh my goodness. That's why I don't like it.
That's awesome. get some more Botox.
Oh my goodness. We're old ladies. And then, yeah, we would go to the show.
We would, and we would be the ones jumping up and down. We'd add drinks.
Me.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.